Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Captain Tim Action from the Royal Star in the studio here with us, having a great time talking fishing on the Royal Star. And we've got a couple trips left, including our Let's Talk Hookup trip coming in May, long trips. And then it jumps into the spring and summer season for the long range fleet. That's going to be great times.
I can't wait. Yeah, I just can't wait to see. I mean, obviously, I don't know why I say that. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I mean, it's already happening. Liberty having a great day on bluefins yesterday. I don't know what they finished at, but I know I think they had 15 or so when I was still at work yesterday. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was it finished as a fantastic day, as there's been good fishing. But you know, just be. The fishing gets so much, it seems like, better as the fleet gets out there and gets spread out. And, you know, one thing to say about how well our San Diego sport fishing fleet works together, and that's it. You know, the more guys you get, the more coverage, the better fishing gets. So as this season continues to roll on, man, we're in for a great one.
It's happening. And if you want to get through, talk to Captain Tim. Great chance to get through. We have one line open at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We're giving away a trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, right, say, speaking of the Liberty, somebody's going to get to go fishing. We're doing a three-quarter day trip today at the end of the show. If you want to get your chance to win that great trip, just like Pete said, 858-457-1090. That's local, or toll-free at 877-792-1090.
All right, let's find out what... Go ahead.
Don't go ahead.
Yeah, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, or you can see them tomorrow at Day at the Dock. So it's always fun to get to see the boys. And I know we throw it out all the time, but I got to say, I did the same thing. Got a chance to go fishing this week. Swung and missed on the tuna and had a load of cods and dropped them off to Raymond. And just, there's just not better product than the finished product at Fisherman's Processing.
No doubt
it's just
about it.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll tell you what, Sean and the gang will be there hanging out at the Day at the Docks, right, tomorrow, Tim?
They'll be down there, yeah. For the private boat fleet. Oh my gosh!
That's the best, man.
It's like a godsend.
It really is.
Nothing like just coming home and having that load of fish, just swinging by, drop it off, and just pat your hands and you're done.
Yeah,
you don't have to deal with anything.
And you just
no cleanup.
And you can't. I mean, maybe there's somebody out there that can, but I can't. I can't do a good job cutting that fish as Raymond can.
Oh, yeah, no way.
I mean, the preparation, the cleanliness, and same deal. If you want to share your catch with your friends, you want to drop the fish off of mom and dad, like the difference between a half-bloody, watery sack of fillets and a Ziploc, here you go, or this killer Fisherman's Processing product. It's clean. It's perfect. You open up the bag and throw it on the grill. Like,
vacuum-packed, labeled,
better.
Ready
yeah,
to go.
So killer.
It's pretty
professional.
Awesome. For sure. Absolutely. Captain Mark Wish, he can probably take a big white sea bass to Fisherman's Processing right now. Right, Mark?
Oh boy, I'm telling you what, man. This sea bass thing is getting interesting here. Holy cow.
Yeah.
The thing.
But, it's really interesting out there right now. Guys, early April. A lot of bent rods already. A lot more to come. So let me hit a few highlights. And, up this way, of course, it is Catalina Steele in the show with the headlines for sure. Those sea bass are back. I've probably talked sea bass more in the store the last 2 weeks and probably the last 2 years put together. It's just, you know, the fish started biting. People kind of, I don't know, maybe forgot about them with all the tuna fish the last couple of years or something. I don't know, but God almighty, it's been crazy. But anybody that's fished that sea bass a little bit, you know that they do not bite all day every day, not hardly. They bite for a while and then they quit for a while, which threw everybody for a pretty big loop here the last few days because they went into one of those little lulls. They just kind of gone MIA. Guys aren't even marking them. But trust me, there's big volume at that island or nearby, and it will get good again. Backside East was kind of the epicenter, but scattered all up and down the back and a little sprinkle on the front here and there. There's a lot of fish at that island and a lot of good ones. A yellowtail around there also, mostly smaller grade, and that salt diverted up to the closure line. Watch out for that closure. You don't want to be slipping over the edge there and get busted. There's a school of big ones hanging out on the Farnsworth. They tear up a whole bunch of tackle when they decide to bite a little bit. That's all 25 to 30-pound fish up there on the bank. And squid situation at the island is good right now. Multiple spots, and backside middle is the best, but it is in a closure. You've got to know the regs to go in there poking around. At San Clemente Island, not too much pressure this week, a lot of Navy grief, but interestingly, there's a lot of squid on the front side of that island. That bodes very well for the future there. And Santa Barbara Island, good yellowtail fishing, both bait and jig fish, mostly mid-grade fish, like 8 to 15 pounds. Not much in the way of big ones up there right at the moment. A few big sea bass roaming around there also. Been a handful of really good ones caught, but unfortunately, we've got a little weather. It's probably going to be a little breezy up there for today and tomorrow. Offshore, yeah, that's where it's getting interesting, man. A bluefin for early April, you got to love it. I mean, there's a good area of mixed-grade fish, like 20 to 100 pounds plus. And the area is kind of triangle-shaped. The upper edge would probably be that 371, then down to the hidden bank and out to the 390, kind of that sector there. It's just scattered around. No one major concentration, but there's definitely some good fish in there. And two things are working, obviously. Typical bluefin, long soak on the sardine is certainly a way to catch one. And then, as you guys have spoken so well here during the show, there's a famous flat fall jig. Oh, my God, man. Things are working, especially in the dark there, low light conditions. Drop them down, and when it hits the bottom, which it isn't, just put in gear and start winding. There's a lot of good ones around, guys. Fish that good gear. Keep it meticulously maintained. I mean, there's some shots, some trophies already, and no telling when them giant ones might show up again. But really looking good for this time of year. Time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. Isn't it nice to have Catalina back to its old standard?
Oh, my God. You know, conditions change everywhere. Things cycle up, they cycle down. They just do, always have, always will. But, you know, my history is fishing that island, and it was a little demoralizing to see it change the way it did there for a few years. And we never really could figure out exactly what happened. It just wasn't the same. But it's back. It's just like the old days, man. There's a lot of fish around, a lot of big ones. One of my customers called yesterday afternoon to say thanks for some info I had given him about a week ago. He went where I told him to go, and amazingly, he did what I told him to do. Had limits of big ones and four nice halibut sitting in really shallow water, like 20 feet of water. And it's just good that guys are just getting those big ones, man. There's a lot of fish in the 40s and 50s over there.
Sweet.
It's
so killer.
It's just like the old days, man. I love it.
Gotta love it, man. And fishdope.com, Danny's been on that offshore stuff. He's been on the Catalina stuff, the San Clemente, Santa Barbara, all of it. The only place you can get that kind of information, fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the code to use. And if somebody wants to come see you, get some sea bass advice, get a new bait tank for that live squid and sardine, how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And other than this weekend where it might be a little breezy, so you should probably go to day at the docks tomorrow, man. It's definitely time to go fishing, guys. It's good
fishing.
Oh, no
doubt. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. Maybe we'll see you at day at the docks tomorrow.
I think you might, because okay. I think we're going to get blown out.
All right. Very right good. On. All right. Come on
down.
We'll
see you down
there. Be there. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Great report. Marcos is MIA this morning, so that is our catch report today.
All right. And again, sponsored in part by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and a beautiful 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, which is really cool. The professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charter boats in the East Cape.
You bet. Matt does such a great job down there. 35-foot Cabo El Regalo, brand new engines, reasonable prices, and then his twin engine center console. There's nothing else like that in the East Cape. So you want to style out yourself when you go down to Rancho Leonero or Palmas de Cortez, ScorpionSportFishing.com. Check them out. Hey, Sport Fishing Financial, Rick Jensen is on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
He's got our Northern Baja report. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Tim, we haven't met, but the other day I found out that our daughters share the love of beach volleyball. One of her good friends, Kate, was over, and she says, hey, you like to fish? She goes, my beach volleyball partner's dad likes to fish, and he's always out on a boat called the Royal Star. You ever heard of Tim Ekstrom? Yeah, I've heard of Tim Ekstrom.
Small world. That's classic.
That's cool.
We'll have to say hi tomorrow if you're going to be around at Day of the Ducks.
I will be. As a matter of fact, I'll be over the hill at a beach volleyball tournament, too, right there at Ocean
okay,
Beach. So.
Very good.
That's cool.
So anyways, starting down at Mag Bay, we have a grouper biting up to about 60 pounds with limits of assorted rockfish around, so more inshore stuff and starting to heat up there for the guys working inside the bay as well. At Mag Bay, we had at Mulegé, we had Nathan from Playa Buena Ventura just went out yesterday. He said whale sharks are all over the place. Rooster fish are starting to fill in. A few snapper around, but the yellowtail fishing has just gone dead there. There's been some slack tide, and fishing pressure has been light because there just hasn't been a lot happening for them. Out at Cedros, Jeff at Cedros Kayak Fishing reported that the weather, oddly enough, was really good there. La Bocana and Asuncion said it was blown out, but out at the island, had some great weather. Dropper Luke Mack and Yo-Yo Iron working for the yellowtail, and a school of white sea bass are starting to settle in on the South Cove, and a couple have been taken on the fresh dead squid there, or the frozen squid, I mean. Juan from San Quintin Bay Sport Fishing made a trip over to Bay of L.A., said that the water's kind of stirred up there still, temperatures ranging from 58 to 64, some bait around, small yellowtail breezing around. Cabrilla fishing is good for those who find the right conditions, a little hit and miss. You got to be in the right spot. And here with the moon phase on the other side, compared to when you, Pete, you and I were down there, I think things had slowed a little. So look for the other side of the moon, and we may be getting down there in another week or so.
Yeah, no kidding.
Up in Ensenada, we have Barracuda moving into the bay, and the fishing for the rockfish has continued steady, and a few yellowtail moving around, but not a lot to report there. Besides that, nothing too exciting other than the Barracuda. If they're going to be in large numbers and start moving up the line here, that could heat up the half day and the three-quarter day fishing here for us.
No kidding. And, of course, Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financials, helped a lot of our listeners with their finances. That's what you do, right, Rick?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of similarities to the maintenance and being private and doing things and taking pride. So, you know, I'm not affiliated with a big group. It's just me and my clients that become friends and fishing buddies. So let's talk. I'll be at Day of the Docks tomorrow. Look me up. I'll put my Sport Fishing Financial hat on and meet a couple new friends tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Come on by the booth, and we'll see you at Day at the Docks tomorrow. In the meantime, how do we get a hold of you?
On the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or on our phone line, 949-481-1807. Hey, hold on for a sec, Pete. I wanted to say I heard you guys earlier talking about long-range fishing and these guys not sure that they could take it or get into it or understand, you know, what they're getting into for being out there. But being a local private boater and mostly coastal Baja fishing guy, a number of years ago when I was invited on my first 10-day, I kind of thought the same thing. And I tell you, by the time we got back to the dock, I could have been a deckhand and done a turnaround and gone right back out. So
I got hooked, didn't you?
Well, the quality and the comfort and the relaxation and the time to just have, you know, relax and fish when the fishing's good and eat when it's not. And these runs to Guadalupe Island the last couple of years, I mean, how close that is and how comfortable all that is and how good all these guys are at doing what they're doing. You always have a chance to learn and see something new. It's just, there's nothing like it in the world. If you haven't done it, you got to get out there and make the time.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks, Rick, for that. And we'll see you tomorrow with Day at the Docks.
Okay, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
Appreciate that. All right. Mitch in Santee, yet another first-time caller. Thanks for joining us, Mitch.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
Got a question for Tim. I've heard conflicting stories. I've done a lot of saltwater, freshwater. If a fish breaks off the hook and it likes, say, saltwater, I know the hooks are better now, but hook breaks off, but you want a fish to live, how long does it take to dissolve in saltwater? And same thing for freshwater. I've let some nice bass go, but I left the hook in hoping they would live. So that was my question.
You know, I think that before the hook actually dissolves, you know, one that's really hooked deep, like it gets into the bony structure, it'll probably take it 3-4 weeks to go away. But I think the majority of the, like when you break a fish off, I think the majority of the time they end up shaking the hook out within, you know, a couple, 2-3 days. It just gets loose, you know, wiggles around, and they shake their head trying to dislodge it and succeed. I mean, we catch quite a few fish just collectively, and you know, over the course of the year, we catch quite a few fish that have hooks in them, and almost all of them that we see are relatively fresh. You know, you can tell it's been, you know, booked in there, you know, 2, 3, 4, or 5 days earlier, but you don't see like real old hooks in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You don't see just like rusted down to a thread hooks. Most of them, I think they just shake them out.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Good,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
You don't see a hook that looks like it's weeks old. It's everything's fresh.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Amazing how whatever happens in there, whether it's the body juices in the tuna or the game fish or whatever, something happens where those hooks don't stay in there very long.
No, I don't think they do. I think they just shake their head and they eventually just dislodge it. Most of the time it just comes out. You know, if you look at the mechanics of a hook, it requires that pressure be against it, you know, pulling in order for it to stay in place. I mean, think of how often you pull a hook when you're pulling hard on a fish. So if there's no pressure on it, unless that thing is literally driven into the jawbone, it's going to come out in relatively short order.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for being a first-time caller with us. Please join us again. You know, 1 week from today, of course, we'll be live at Day at the Docks tomorrow morning.
Right,
it's going to be a great event. And 1 week from today, we'll be live again at Big Bay Yachts, right at Intrepid Landing, which is right next to Point Loma Seafoods there in San Diego, right in Point Loma. Great location, new landing down there. And Scott Lampe will host us for Big Bay Yachts' grand opening open house. He's going to have free food.
Look at that.
How about that? Breakfast pancakes next Saturday, so come on down and join us. And it's going to be the first opportunity for the Sea Keeper demo. So we're going to be able to ride the Sea Keeper, their new contender demo boat, and see what it's really like to turn that Sea Keeper on the boat. And that's going to be an opportunity next Saturday. You want to RSVP to get space to check that out. Go on the Sea Keeper website and just click on Take a Ride. Or you can give a call and reserve a spot there, too. I'll get that number for you here real soon on how you can get on. But you can also take a demo ride on one of Scott's Cobias, the 23 and the 27, or the check out the Albemarle 25. I know Blue Seas Fabrication with C-Deck's going to be down there with the Sea Keeper guys. It's going to be a fun day.
That's cool.
It's going to be a really great morning. Next Saturday, 1 week of the day, 7 to 9 a.m., live broadcast at Big Bay Yachts at Intrepid Landing in San Diego. Actually, Friday, his grand opening starts along with the Sea Keeper demo. From 1 to 7, you can ride the Sea Keeper and check out all that's going on there. And then Saturday, of course, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be down there live and jump in and check it out. It's going to be a fun day. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Another first-time caller with us, Patrick in El Cajon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Patrick. Hey, my question for you is, the tuna fish is great in San Diego, the bluefin, the yellowfin. I love it. What happened to the albacore? I feel like it's been 20 years since I've heard of any albacore.
What happened to the albacore?
Don't blame it on
me. What's your deal, man?
Yeah. Blame it on. Let's go back to Mark's call, Mark Wish. Captain Mark Wish, and him talking about how things cycle, how Catalina was off for a couple of years, and it's always cycled before and always will. I think we need to put that in a greater, you know, in the context of that. Cycles occur, and they always have, and the albacore are just yet another example of that. We had a 10-year void between 85 was a year in San Diego that was huge, and then there was a 10-year, almost 12 years. I think it was 97 that they were virtually gone. I mean, there's one here, one there. But we had a 12-year void where there were no albacore. And then 97 through basically 2007, it was 97, 98 through 2004 was incredible. There was 6 years where it was just absolutely insane albacore fishing. Best I've seen. Just
ridiculous.
Amazing. That many years in a row. And, you know, 2007, 2008, it fell off again. They just did exactly what they did before. They've moved out to they've gone back into that more northern pattern. I mean, as far as the biomass is concerned, there's plenty of albacore. Albacore are it's the healthiest tuna biomass in the North Pacific Ocean by far. There's plenty of them. They're not overfished. They're not threatened in any way, shape, or form. There's lots of them. It's just a matter of them shifting down south. And one of these years coming up, it's going to happen. Is it going to happen this year? I don't know. Next year, we talked about it before, but these big albacore cycles traditionally have followed major El Nino events by a year, by 2 years. It's very consistent. You go back all the way into the 1920s or so when accurate record keeping or reliable record keeping happened. After a big El Nino period in the late 20s, early 30s, there was a big albacore cycle. Same thing in the late 40s, early 50s, big albacore cycle, you know, 70s, 80s. It's been consistent. So can you hang your hat on the exact time? No, but can you hang your hat on the fact that they will return? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No
okay,
doubt about
so
it.
So let me pose this to you. Let's say that Vegas was making an odds on albacore. Would for this year, would you be betting that Vegas bet?
No.
Uh-huh. Not this year.
No, I'm not saying that because I'm pessimistic. I'm saying that because I just don't know. I have zero confidence in my ability to predict that. I think that you know, we definitely have a cooler water cycle now, but is that a guarantee that albacore are going to show up? No. It's not. We have all this bluefin that showed up early. That's an interesting, you know, but they really didn't leave. I mean, we've been seeing bluefin jumping down above beneath us and on our way up and down from the islands. We've seen bluefin jumping and seen indications of them. Is it a sign that the albacore might show up down this way? I don't know. You know, it might be.
Yeah.
I think that
it's certainly not a negative. You know, I mean,
no,
there's
it's
good
not,
water
it's not
and
a
there's
negative.
Obviously feed.
I don't see anything that tells me that they're not going to show up.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not like we're having jig strikes on yellowfin tuna.
Right.
You know, above Bonitas right now, like we did those few years where you just know it's like this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But you know, I think there's certainly God. I should go into politics after this. There's a possibility it might happen.
But Patrick,
you know, there's a possibility it might happen. But I can't.
You're not going to.
I can't hang my hat on anything here.
Yeah, all right.
I certainly hope so, though.
Yeah, we all.
Come
hope
on,
so.
Baby.
Yeah, really. Hey, Patrick, thank
you. I'm betting on double zero.
Patrick, appreciate the phone call this morning. Paul in Bellflower, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, guys. Well, it's a new year, so what are the requirements to go down into Mexico now? I know it changes almost every year, so what is it this year?
Are you talking about a private boat or going on like a long-range boat like the Royal Star?
Private boat. Let's start with that one.
Okay. So.
Well, it depends on where you're going. As long as you're not going into one of these reserves that's been created, you're not getting into the Pacific Islands Biosphere Reserve, nothing has changed between last year or the last 3 or 4 years. You need a visa if you're going to fish within 20 miles.
12 miles.
You're going to need a visa if you fish inside of 12 miles. Otherwise, you're going to need and if you're outside of 12 miles, you don't need a visa, and you just need a Mexican fishing permit.
Yeah, and the Mexican fishing permit is good out to 200 miles, right?
That's correct.
Kind of their
and that's their exclusive economic zone, just like the U.S.
So even if you're 100 miles offshore, off of Mexico,
you're
still
required
need a Mexican permit.
That's right. You're in Mexican waters. And I would advise if you're going to go into Mexico, regardless of where you're going, is to bring your passport, no matter what. Even if you're outside of the 12, throw it in your bag. That way you got it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be fishing in the Pacific Islands Reserve, that's going to require a new permit to fish inside of the reserve.
Which we don't know about yet.
There's still some gray area, and you guys told me today that whatever they come up with is not going to go into effect at least until July.
They're still in effect, but they're not enforcing.
That's right, well, because there isn't a mechanism to obtain a permit. They're not really quite sure. So anyway, you got until July, and that's all you're going to need is an additional permit, and then a daily. There's a bracelet that you purchase per day to fish inside the reserve, and then you're going to need a normal Mexican fishing license, and if you're inside the reserve, you're going to need the visa.
But if you want to go fish the Coronado Islands tomorrow, you just need a Mexican fishing license, and you need to obtain your FMM tourist visa, and you have a you need your passport.
And you need your passport. That's the other thing. Passport or passport card. But you also need a temporary importation permit for your boat to be totally legal. I know a lot of guys don't have those, but to be totally legal, if you're fishing within 12 miles, you need to have a temporary importation permit.
I'll tell you this, where I get all my information and where I send people for information for purchasing the visas, anything regarding questions to Mexico, Paul, I always go to SAC's website. It's californiasportfishing.org. And for me, that's like the best laid out. It's written in English, very easy to understand. You need to have an FMM visa, and then in very easy English, this is what that is. Now, here, click this link to buy it. Now, you also need this permit. Here it all is written out, spelled out very easy for you. Now, click this link, and you buy it. It's a one-stop shop, super easy to follow. That's where I go and where I send everybody to go as far as info and purchasing their FMMs.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Now, on the Royal Star, if you're going fishing in Mexico, what do you need?
Same thing. Say, you know,
but you guys handle all that. You need to bring your passport.
That's right. Bring your passport. We in the case of Royal Star, our fares are all the permits are included in the fare. So it's
so you
already
don't have
taken
to mess
care
with that.
No, you don't. The boat permits are obviously taken care of. The individual daily fishing permits, those are taken care of. When we do fish within a reserve, be it Guadalupe, be it the New Pacific Islands, be it the Revillas, that's taken care of also. We pre-purchase the daily bracelets and the permit for access to the reserve, they generally come in 2-year increments. We have that ahead of time, so you don't have to deal with any of that. There's no additional paperwork for an angler that comes on a long range trip. All you need to do is provide your passport information to Tracy. The rest is taken care of.
So a lot of people probably don't realize though that they are, you know, all these things that we just talked about, all these permits and this, they are still required. You guys just handle it behind the scenes.
That's correct.
People don't realize, I think, a lot of times when they jump on the Royal Star because you make it so easy, but all of those permits are still in effect for you guys, and then some.
Oh, yeah. We have it all up in a folder up in a bridge, and, you know, when we get inspected, which, you know, albeit rarely, but when we do get inspected, all our paperwork's in order.
You've got it handled. Yeah. And the other thing I'll note, too, is that the Royal Star, there's no add-ons on a trip. If you look at the price on the Royal Star trip, that's all inclusive.
That's right. The only caveat to that is, and we have it identified as such on our website, is that on the trips that visit Guadalupe, because right now, you know, the application process and all that, it's in limbo. We don't even know, you know, we have these trips, say these 7-day, 7-day trips in the summer queued to go to Guadalupe, but hey, the fishing might not be good there. It may be good offshore. We may go fish along the coast.
We may go fish albacore.
Then we may.
Yeah.
So we don't know we're going to go to Guadalupe on those trips. And if we don't, then if we do, there's, because of the clearance fees in Ensenada, and there's about $120 extra that's part of the Guadalupe fare. But if you don't go to Guadalupe, we don't charge that $120.
Gotcha.
That's the only trip that has a potential additional charge.
Because again, it's a maybe, maybe not.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for two big events in one, happening on the waterfront in Point Loma, San Diego. It's the grand opening of the Big Bay Yachts office at Intrepid Landing and the first West Coast appearance of the Sea Keeper demo boat. Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th. On Friday afternoon, 1 to 7, Scott Lampe will host an open house, open boat at Big Bay Yachts and will have free food and beverage. See and ride the Sea Keeper demo boat and check out the amazing Cobia 23 and 27 center consoles. Priced to sell at ridiculous grand opening prices. Big Bay Yachts is also the dealer for Albemarle, including the Fantastic 25 Express that makes its premiere at the Big Bay Yachts dock at Intrepid Landing on Saturday, April 15th. It all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 with free breakfast and the Sea Keeper demo boat for free rides. Plus, let Scott and his crew show you the new Cobias, Albemarle, and brokerage boats like the 48 Tiara. Open house and open boats right on the waterfront at the new Intrepid Landing in Point Loma. Check BigBayYachts.com, and we'll see you Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape Resorts. resorts, so let's go fishing.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check cedrosportfishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom. I want to mention we just had our Alaska trips are all sold out.
Crazy.
Kingfisher Charters that you're going on in June with your dad every year. The Father's Day special sold out for this year. And they have our dates for 2018, so don't hesitate to book any of our Alaska trips for 2018. Then our Katmai Lodge trip, you just heard about Katmai, is sold out. We just had two spots open on our Whalers Cove three-day trip going on with Captain John Beath, the famous Captain John that does the reports on the show, to go fishing with him on the three-day trip in August at Whalers Cove Lodge. So if you're thinking about Whalers Cove, you couldn't get in because it was sold out, two spots, somebody just bailed out, two spots open at Whalers Cove. Check our website, hookup1090.com, and on the trips page, you'll see that trip. You can click on it and call Jay up there and get your booking now because it'll go quickly.
And that is such a cool experience.
It's
great lodge and really cool fishing, flat, calm weather.
Phenomenal fish processing.
Very Alaska, you know, style lodge. It's kind of what you think of when, you know, very log cabin-y and awesome spot and great weather. Can't wait.
Everything that the brochure promises.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. And this week's edition of Western Out There News, you know, you heard Mark Wish talking about sea bass. Look, sea bass, man.
Slugs on the cover this week, man.
Does that give you the fever to go catch some sea bass?
Pumped up for that.
Oh, man. So sea bass and a whole lot more this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Phones are packed up. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Let's talk to John in Torrance. John, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going? Hey,
great.
Jim.
Morning.
Long time fisherman on your boat. Remember on the Phillips and Corey crew.
Like it was yesterday, and I'm looking forward to this
year
too.
Yeah, and in fact, I was trying to find out when that was. I know it's somewhere time in July.
Yeah, I think it's the first or second week of July.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too.
Right on. What's on your mind, man? Good morning.
Oh, not much. I just came down from Idaho to do a little bit of work, and
I was listening to the radio, and I heard you were on it, so I just wanted to call and say hi.
Hey, I'm sure glad you did. Thank you. I'm looking forward to what this year has to bring, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to catch something.
Well, there's no question about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Smelt by the pier.
Yeah.
Bluefin offshore.
Yeah.
Albacore, whatever.
Albacore, who knows?
Yep.
Sam and Irvine, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Hey, I got a question as far as gear goes. You know, I have like a 30-size reel filled with hundreds, and I was going to buy a rail rod, and I see that they have like drags. You know, the newer ones, and it's a $500 plus investment, so I'm kind of curious here. On a, say you were fishing a 100-pound Spectra, what's the maximum drag you would set that for? Because like I was noticing on the new railroad, they have, like, drag settings by instead of, like, models or, like, saying fish the drag, you know, it's drag from this to that, you know, so I was kind of curious.
Wow, that's a new one to me.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're using 100 pound, I think you'd want your drag set. Obviously, what's going to play into that is what your physical capabilities are, no question about it. I mean, with 100 pound line, you can go up to, if the fish isn't on its first run, and you can get up there north of 40, 45 pounds of drag. You can really reef on that thing. But, you know, there's a number of anglers who, if you put 45 pounds of drag on, it's going to tear the rod out of their hands. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to kind of temper that.
Who can, other than you, Tim, who can hold on to 45 pounds of drag?
I was going to say Blake.
Yeah, exactly. Easy.
Yeah. I mean, come on. 45 pounds. Yeah. You have no idea.
Yeah. He just grabs it with one hand by the butt and hands those around like there's nothing
on
it.
Hand me that thing.
That's exactly right. Here, grab this. About jerks you over the side.
Yeah.
That's funny. But I think, realistically, 100-pound line, you're in the 28-pound drag range, 28 to 32 pounds. That's about average.
Yeah, and the standard is 25% of the line strength.
Yeah,
right?
And 25% obviously depends on what you're fishing for.
Sure.
That's definitely on the low end. I think 28 to 32, that's where we like to fish ours.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, too, the other thing, Tim made a great point, is like don't be crazy about it. I think you can get way too internet concerned about drag pressure and line and this, that, and the other. And, you know, it's not a black or white thing. It's not you always fish 27 and a half pounds of drag pressure. I mean, when that fish first eats your bait and takes off on a blazing run, you need to let him go and do his thing and burn out the line, because that's when the shock is so much higher on the line. And then you might be fishing half when you first get your hook into that fish is what you are when he's circling up and down the boat. I mean, it's definitely not a set it and forget it kind of thing. And, again, you know, I'll go back to the very, very first thing we talked about, how good that crew is. I've never in my life brought a drag scale to know exactly. You know, people say all the time, well, how much drag pressure do you have? I got no idea. You know, it's heavy, and I like it, and I know that it's about this. And even working in a tackle store for the last 20 years and having rode the boat with those guys a bunch, I still, every time, hey, Blake, what do you think about this drag? Hey, Paul, hey, Tim, what do you think, you know, what do you think about this? And they'll pull line off and be like, yeah, that feels good to me, or I'd fish a little more, or I'd fish a little less.
I do it all the time when I'm on the Royal Star. It's like, check my drag. And you want to do that every day because it changes as the weather changes.
That's
right.
Yeah, the amount of humidity in the atmosphere, the temperature, the metal is going to expand and contract a little bit. But how many times have you seen it where your drag is set absolutely perfect, and then during the battle it heats up, whatever, the setting will actually change just due to the dynamics of the fight. And I mean, countless times we've done it where, you know, the fish is it's circling at color and you can't get enough drag. I was like, heck with this. You back, you know,
clamp your
thumbs down on it, you know, take it out of gear and turn that knob and push it back forward. And the fish gets landed. You started out with that 28 to 32 pounds and we land the fish and then you can't even pull the line off the reel. Like how much, you know, you're fishing 45, 48 pounds of drag at the end there.
Woo.
That's really common.
Yeah.
Just
make sure Blake's got your back.
That's right. Well, I think going back to it, Ricky said it is not a black and white thing. Every battle is different.
Every
person is different. You got to go with it. There is some feel involved in it, which is, hey, that's the beauty of fishing.
Yeah.
That's
when the most part, when that thing's circling, he's not going to take another run. You know, there's no more. I mean, you can't be stupid about it. For the most part, when that thing is circling, you're straight about it, he's not going anywhere. And I mean. You can't just corkscrew the thing up to through the rod guides every time, but at the same time, I think that I see a lot of times just too much, you know, there's too much concern. I don't want to break this thing off. If you have that thing with good, heavy leader and a big hook and heavy line, it's hard to put too much pressure on one of those things in the end game.
It's true, and a lot of that goes back to feel too. You know, we're going back to the whole crew dynamic there. You guys, Ricky, you know, Pete, you know, you can tell. You can tell what that fish is doing. You know what I mean? Employing all that experience, and you just have a sixth sense of what that thing's going to do. Some of those fish, it's like, there's no way I would crank the drag down on that thing.
Sure.
You could, it's like, man, that bastard's going to go. You can tell. Yeah. Like, this is not a stable situation. Yeah. Other ones, it's like, he's dead. Yeah. He's done. Crank it down. He's over. You know.
Listen to the crew.
Always.
Most important thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. John in El Cajon, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, Tim, I remember years past you used to talk about your tagging trips at the islands there, and I was just wondering I'm sure you keep records and all, how many cows do you estimate you've tagged and released over your years of doing those trips?
Oh, man, we had to have released at least 40 or 50 of them. I can say, you know, in retrospect, that was by far the greatest fishing experience I have ever had. And I'm to my dying day, it will be, unless we have an opportunity like that again come up. But there's nothing that I could compare to that. Both the fact that we had access to that fishery when it was just, you know, I mean, there's you couldn't have had better fishing than that. And actually participating in a project that was you know, gathering really important data, and that data is still being used for fisheries management decisions. But to participate at that level and that hands-on with all those big fish and just, you know, what we pulled off there. I mean, who ever would have thought that we could have landed that many tuna, that many big tuna, brought them on board, tagged them, and released them? You know, I mean, it just defied every conventional notion. And the fact that we pulled it off, we just got better and better at it. Just, you know, I've on several occasions I've gone back and I've reviewed some of the photos of that. And I look at it now and you can't even believe it.
That's
you look
cool.
at those photos, there's 250 pounder in a scoop, you know, bringing it on,
yeah.
and, you know. Like pulling that off at the level we did,
that's unreal.
Going to be one of my life's greatest accomplishments. Yeah. There's no question about it, and one that I definitely take the most pride in.
I know. Sure. In talking to the boys about those trips, you know, they said it taught even them, and I'm sure you would feel the same on how hard you really can pull. Like it just changed. You know, the outlook of it. It was always, you know, the thing was, well, I don't want to break this off. And when all of a sudden you took the dead fish at the top of the sidewalk aspect out of the trip, and you were just there to participate in the research, and you were just there to catch a fish, and you knew you were letting it go, the concern for breaking him off because you pulled too hard just seemed to diminish, and you wanted it to the boat as quick as you can for a healthier release. And every passenger that I've got to talk to over the years that have fished those trips said it taught them how much more pressure you can put on those things and not pay the price for it.
No doubt. And a lot of that had to do with just how good the fishing was. It was like, my God, you know, if you lost them, you were going to get another one.
You're gonna get another one.
We didn't lose that many of them. And I can't, like, the number of times we had, you know, say it's a 200-pounder next to the boat, and, you know, you're trying to get the thing into a scoop, so, you know, you got to do some manipulating with a rod, and you miss them. Oh, dang it, you know. Think of what a hair-raising moment that would be if you're trying to drive a gaff, and I'm just, oh, you know, whereas it's like, just...
Get them on the next one.
Yeah, put another drag bag them on. Down again, yeah. Or as a 150-pounder up the side, like, just drag that thing down. That thing's flopping around the surface. Ah, don't worry about it. Just drag them down the side. We'll get them down here. So, you know, angler A is just literally with a drag hammered, dragging the fish down the side to get scooped.
It's easier to scoop in the stern. Bring them all
I'm
back.
I'm telling you, it totally defied every conventional notion.
And shows you how hard you can pull on 100, 150-pound tests. I mean, you can't break that stuff.
Yeah, and being able to make light of it in that way. You know, maximizing the opportunities on a scale that, it will
cool.
be my life's greatest accomplishment, I'm certain.
That's awesome. Jim, thanks. John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show about the Big Bay Yachts open house next Friday and Saturday down at Intrepid Landing in San Diego. And if you want to go on the Seakeeper demo boat next Friday or Saturday, an easy way to get a reservation on that would be to call Berkeley Andrews, who's our rep for Seakeeper and will be joining us at the live broadcast next Saturday, along with Captain Pete Grosbeck, who's a Seakeeper guy. Call him at 310-502 310-502-0034. 310-502-0034. I know he's in Asia somewhere, Singapore, I think, right now at the Singapore Boat Show. But just leave a message for him, and he'll get you hooked up next Saturday or Friday at Big Bay Yachts. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, and let's go ahead and talk to Wayne in Huntington. Good morning, Wayne. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hooker. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Thank you.
Hi, Wayne.
Morning.
Rick, I picked up a Calica 16 at the Fred Hall Show.
Nice.
And was wondering what kind of rod to pair that with to be able to fish the bluefins this year.
I mean, there are a ton of great options for a Talica 16. Reel, you're probably going to fish between 50 and maybe as high as 80-pound on, but, you know, call it 40 to 60-pound is most common. And lots of great 50 or 60-pound rods. My favorite is probably, you know, maybe something in that real heavy Therese line or a CalStar 7-foot rod. And my favorite for that would be a CalStar 700 extra heavy.
Yeah.
Soft enough tip section that if you're fishing a short fluorocarbon top shot, it's going to absorb that head shake, but lots of power at the bottom end of the rod, very comfortable to hang on to, not crazy fast taper, plenty fast enough you could put it on the rail, but just comfortable rod, you could put it in your waistline and heave on your, you know, your 50 or 60 pound.
You might go to rig at Guadalupe last year was a Talica 16 with 60-pound test and that Therese rail rod, the XH. Such a great outfit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really worked out well for me.
72 extra heavy.
Yeah, exactly. Nice setup there. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy is going fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away a 3-quarter-day trip. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and 3-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of that trip going fishing aboard the beautiful Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Without question, just the nicest ride to go get that local tuna and yellowtail fishing on. Mitch and Santee. Mitch, congratulations. You're going to love riding that boat.
Indeed. Captain Tim Ekstrom, never enough time to talk long-range fishing aboard the Royal Star. I can't wait for our trip. And you're driving. I'm looking forward to spending 11 days on the boat with you and having a great time catching tuna in Oahu.
there's never enough time to talk fishing in general.
Yeah, no
Every
doubt.
Time I'm on here, we always go off on these crazy tangents. You know, we talk long range fishing, we talk Royal Star, but that doesn't comprise the whole time by any means.
It is
this class. It's like the epic BS session between three guys who love to fish.
Exactly.
And this is, I've said it a million times, it's like the fastest 2 hours of my life. Yeah, I can't even believe that 2 hours just transpired. I love being on the show. Really grateful to you guys for the opportunity. Grateful to all our anglers for providing the opportunity for me to pursue my passion in life. You know, long range fishing in general. Believe me, I pinch myself daily for the amount of good fortune I've had to be able to do this and make a living at it. So thanks to all our anglers. We're going to be out in the waters come April 21st for the rest of the season on. Looking forward to a good one. And we do have spots available on Royal Star. Contrary to the legend that Royal Star is always full on every trip, not true. Give us a call, area code 619-224-4764. Even on trips that do say they're full, Tracy has a way of working miracles, you know.
Tell Tracy you want to get on it.
That's right, because we always have last-minute cancellations. Things like this happen, and the shorter trips in the beginning, the three-day trips, the 4 days at the end of June and in early July, there's spots on those. Epic time to go fishing. Look at the bluefin that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
And combined.
Can you imagine being on Royal Star on a three-day trip?
And we have a couple of trips. Like, we have a 4-day at the end of June wide open. I think there's only five or six, eight guys on it. Yeah.
Really? On a 4-day?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Wednesday to Saturday, 4-day.
Wow.
Yeah. Or Wednesday to Sunday, rather, including the weekend. So there's opportunities to go fishing on Royal Star. Book online, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Give Tracy a call. If you need me to talk you into it, give me a jingle there. Give Brian Gerby a jingle. Randy, he's available, too. We're all down around the boat. If you guys want to come down and see what we're up to, please feel free to do so.
You're going to be hanging around day at the docks tomorrow?
I'm going to be there for a little bit of time in the morning. I've got, I said volleyball over the hill.
Oh,
I've got baseball out there in Lakeside right by where you're at. So
lots of stuff.
It's a juggling act. But, I'll be there in the morning for sure.
All right. And thank you, Tim, very much. And looking forward to our trip. And thank you for listening today. We'll be live at Day at the Docks tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right in front of Fisherman's Landing Tackle there. You'll see us in our usual spot there. Going to have a great time, a great booth, and then we'll have a booth there. And, of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have a huge sale going on with lots of good stuff. It's going to be a great day. Day at the Docks tomorrow morning, starting with the live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you there tomorrow morning, right back here on the Mighty 1090.